Plenty of bankers focus on financing middle-class mortgages and managing assets for wealthy clients. Few seek out the poor and attempt to help pull them out of poverty. This week, the University of Southern California assembled hundreds of bankers and bright-eyed MBA students to talk about what's called microfinancing. From member station KPCC here in Los Angeles, Rachel Miro reports.
The classic example of a microfinancing project in the developing world is the cell phone lady. Lend her enough money to buy a cell phone, and she can sell the minutes to individual callers. Pretty soon, she'll be buying a house and sending her kids to college. Muhammad Yunus knows all about it. He's managing director of the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh, which lends to about 200,000 cell phone ladies. Recently, Yunus found himself addressing the children of those micro-entrepreneurs.
Every morning when you get up, you repeat that. I shall never ask for a job from anybody. I will create jobs. So some students ask me, how do we do that? We don't know. I said, if you don't know how to do that, ask your mother.
These days, microfinance has expanded to include everything from insurance to student loans and home loans. Christina Barino of the United Nations Capital Development Fund Savings asked the well-heeled audience to imagine life without access to financial services.
What would your life be like if you didn't have a credit card, if you didn't have a bank account, if you had to walk for miles and miles to deposit a few dollars into a savings account? And never know whether or not those savings were safe at the end of the day, or whether they might be taken by the government or taken by somebody else.
It's not just a problem in developing countries. Hurricane Katrina, to name just one example, exposed a large domestic population without bank accounts, credit cards, or insurance. John Bryant heads Operation Hope in South Los Angeles. The nonprofit created a bank operating under the motto, No Loans Denied.
So we invite you in. We pull your credit report. We all have a nice laugh. And we then back into a loan approval through alternative documentation, copies of utility bills, copies of rent statements, copies of phone bills.
Bryant says in 14 years of facilitating home mortgages, not one borrower has defaulted. Operation Hope eventually sold the institution to three commercial banks. John Bryant says the next big microfinancing opportunity in the U.S. will likely be remittances from immigrants back to the home country.
The growing Latino market in the U.S. is going to force the banking industry to innovate, and I believe it'll look in some ways like microfinance. The model's not completely, as you know, transferable, but I think it'll address their needs no different than, the democratization of credit. Their business to make money. It's too big of a market to ignore.
The democratization of credit, he notes, has a long history in the U.S. Back in 1904, when immigrants and small borrowers weren't considered worth the attention of traditional banks, a small startup called the Bank of Italy began serving that market. After the San Francisco earthquake of 1906, the market for small business loans took off as merchants struggled to rebuild following the disaster. Many mergers later, the Bank of Italy's corporate descendant is known as the Bank of America. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson and Diana Douglas. The production staff includes Christine Arrowsmith, Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Emily Oxenschlager, Kara Tallow, Joel Riddle, Claudette Lindsay Haberman, Steve Monroe, and Vince Pearson, with Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller at NPR West. Our senior producer is Madalika Sika. Our senior editor is Bruce Oster. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.